Conversation 3. Basic requests. We've seen how Arabic accents can vary from region to region. And you've met the example of the Arabic J, which can be pronounced J or G. As well as the accent, some of the basic vocabulary and expressions will vary, producing differences similar to those in English, such as sidewalk and pavement. These differences can be confusing for a learner, but the key is to look out for common elements. For example, you've met the question, what's your name?
اسمك إيه؟
But in Iraq, it would probably sound more like
شنو اسمك؟
And in more formal Arabic, you might hear
ما اسمك؟
The clues are that they all sound like a question and contain the word for your name.
اسمك.
So, it isn't hard to guess what you're being asked. It's the word for what that's changing. In Egypt, it's usually
إيه.
Whereas in Iraqi Arabic, it would usually be
شنو.
A more formal way of saying what is
ما اسمك.
You'll be pleased to know that not all Arabic words have this many alternatives. The highest level of variation is largely limited to basic vocabulary. But it's just as well to try and train yourself to recognize the basic greetings and questions in a variety of dialects.